Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Look, I'm not here to sheet shame anybody, but if you're wondering how often you need to be changing your bed sheets, people, it's official. It's every fortnight. Just if you were wondering.
This debate comes up
every few months.
It does.
And people are really scratching their heads because I think there's a lot of people that don't adhere to the every fortnight rule because life gets in the way, because you're busy, or because you're filthy. Either way.
Well, the reason this comes up every few months is because people don't learn. That is the thing. People continue on with their filthy ways. And I've been there. I get it.
Yeah. So back in the day, Gordy, you admitted to me earlier before the show that you used to sleep in filth.
I had two sets of sheets for the entire year, and I think I changed them once per year, every 6 months.
Having two sets of sheets is fine. Like, you don't need more than two. To be honest, you don't really need more than one. If you took them off in the morning, put them through a wash cycle and a dry cycle, and you can chuck them back on before you go to bed. That is possible. But having two sets, you should have been alternating them more than once every 12 months.
Problem was, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't cleaning them often to the point where, and I'd like to welcome this person on the air with us right now, someone I used to work with, Miff Warhurst.
Oh, good morning, Miff.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Gordon.
Great to hear your voice, Miff.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on the show. So you were punished for your crimes and you had to work with Gordy for a season, hey?
I worked with Gordy back when he was a young pup, and then now I think of it, so was I. It was a long time.
We had good times, didn't we, Miff? They were great days. I look back on them fondly, but you really nurtured me at one point.
I did. Well, we were talking about, similar to what you guys are doing today, we were talking about how often you should change your sheets.
Nothing's changed in radio, Miff. We're still here, mate.
It's the conversation, Miff.
We're still here.
And did you agree it was every fortnight?
I'm every fortnight, and look, I allow the pets on the bed, so I'm now down to every week.
Pets make a difference for sure.
As I get older, I'm like, nah, still got to be clean.
Pets and hairy husbands. You need a weekly clean.
Well, I've lost the hairy husbands, and I actually found that the pets are cleaner than the hairy husbands.
That is true. I could vouch for that.
Even though
I'm not hairy, Jamie boots me out for patch
what
often.
What do you do in bed? Like, it's not even sweat. It's just grub and mess and food and bits and dirt from the floor. It's like, I haven't missed that at all.
You just know when you need to change it. But you stepped in one time because I revealed to you it was about 6 months since I changed my sheets to the point where you had to intervene.
6 months.
Oh, Gordy, I was shocked. I was shook. I was like, what is going on in Gordy's life that he didn't know this little bit of information? So I had to go and buy Gordy some bed sheets and deliver them to him the next day.
You're so sweet.
I Gordy. At that point, you only had one set of bed sheets, and mine might have actually become the two.
Yeah, I think your sheets were the second set of sheets that I had.
And that's where I think. And that's where I took on your thought, Maz. You know, you can swap them over. It's okay.
Just do a switcheroo.
It was dark times back in those days.
Is this, like, did you have to buy, was it a king single size Miff that you were buying for?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think we went for the safe in the middle queen.
Yeah, I think I had a queen.
I picture you in a bunk bed at that season of
life. No way, man. Come on. I was early 20s doing some of my finest. But I had to peel that set of sheets off. And then I remember the night I slept on the brand new Miff sheets. It was a dream.
Oh, my gosh.
And you changed my life forever, Miff, to the point now we do it once a week. We're once a weekers now.
That's great.
Excellent. I'm so proud of you, Gordy, and I'm so proud that I had something to do with this formative moment in your sheet changing history.
I've come a long way, and I think of you every time I change my sheets. That's a true story. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, Miff, but I do.
So long as you don't think about Miff every time you lie down on the sheets, because
that's
a bit creepy.
I'm happy with that because I'm lying down right now.
Yes.
Do I get up to do this?
No. It's all good.
Stay there.
We're in lockdown in Melbourne, so you know,
yes.
What else is there to do?
Honey, again, hey, round three.
Do you think they're going to lift it when they say they are, or do you think it's going to extend?
I've got all my fingers and toes crossed. I really do.
Yeah, midnight tonight.
We do for you as well. And very quickly, I just want to know about Spicks and Specs because I saw the news. It's coming back. But when, Miff?
Well, it'll be sometime this year. The ABC haven't even told me, so I don't know. But it's all been recorded. We recorded it last year. Cool. Ready to go. It's in the can. So hopefully it'll probably happen in the next couple of months.
And are you still nurturing crew members of the show? Is there anyone else that you look at and you think, oh, they're just like Paul Gaundy back in the day?
No, I didn't this time around. I've yet to find somebody who needs my advice on sheet changing, but I'm glad that I've been a part of this very important moment in your life, Gaundy.
Yeah.
What a milestone.
It's very special to me.
We'll always turn to you. Expect another call in 6 months when we talk sheets again on the show. Thanks, Miff.
Thanks, Miff.
I'll still be in bed.